This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Brewster. Tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping, keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers who are out there getting it done, the guys and gals coast-to-coast, border-to-border. And don't forget about Felix and all the mail haulers, the bulk mail haulers out there going from the bulk mail center to the post office so you get your mail delivered today. And, of course, our suicide jockeys, including Tom down there in Venice, hauling the gas and the diesel to the favorite gas station that you have so you can get to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. All our handles are the same there, at Captain's America. And on Twitter, we're at Captain's America. And then we have our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Go over there and sign up for all the different things we have to offer over there. All right, joining us right now from California, IA, we've got the one, the only, the incomparable professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, a group of senators, including some 10 Republicans, have announced a breakthrough on a gun control deal. Apparently, they'll be voting on it tomorrow.
Well, that's right. This is, of course, being heralded as a major leap forward. But in many ways, of course, this is not exactly what the Democrats in the House
not even close.
Really wanted. Well, that's right, because it doesn't include the reduction of higher age to buy a gun up to 21. It doesn't ban, quote, assault rifles and so on and so forth. But I believe it does address some mental illness issues.
Yep.
So that's where they're
AKA
at.
AKA red flag laws.
The red flag laws, exactly.
Uh-huh.
So it'll be heralded as this big deal, but it is definitely not. It's out of step with what the Democrats in the House really wanted.
Now, Harvard's Alan Dershowitz and George Washington University's Jonathan Turley, both famous law professors and self-proclaimed liberals, were slammed Thursday after they slammed the January 6th committee for being unethical and for failing to prove the charges they were levying against former President Trump.
Well, exactly right. One of the key issues here, Captain, is that Dershowitz and Turley, as you said, they're self-proclaimed liberals, more or less, But yet, when they speak against what they see as one-sidedness, not proving the charges, et cetera, I think we listen a little more closely because they've eliminated some axe to be grind, to be ground on this. And so, but of course, people on the liberal left or the Democrat Party elite, they don't want to hear a word these two guys are saying because there's too much common sense being used.
Now, 31 members of a group called the Patriot Front AstroTurf White Nationalist Group were arrested in Coeur d'Alene over the weekend for conspiracy to riot. These people have gone up against Black Lives Matter before and actually gotten into a situation where fights and other escalatory things happen, setting fires and this, that, and the other.
Well, that's right. And, of course, you know, I believe they're called the Patriot Front.
That's what I said.
Yeah, evidently their belief system includes that they think that their ancestors had conquered America and that it's theirs somehow or something like that. So it's a very, very interesting perspective, obviously.
Right. Now, more details of voter fraud in Arizona, as we talked about last hour, have been revealed, but nothing is going to change because the election was already held. Was already certified. It was already challenged up to the point to where they could challenge it, and everything stays the same.
Well, that's right. Yeah. In other words, there is nothing that is going to unseat Joe Biden as president and install Donald Trump as president. All of this, though, Captain, is important in terms of how people perceive the 2020 election, how they perceive the acts of Democrats, and how they perceive how they were told there was no fraud, and even suggest that there was fraud was somehow subversive or anti-democracy or something like that. And they're about to get a big, big wake-up when the elections come in November.
Well, like I said, the problem was 8,000 people were registered to vote not once, but twice, and their votes were counted twice.
Right, and this all goes together. In fact, there's another story about an Arizona woman, I believe, who's being sentenced for casting a ballot for her dead mother.
Right.
And doing things like ballot harvesting and so forth.
Yep, hundreds of votes. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We're going to let Jeff and Sarah Saluta take us to break.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is Chris Markowski, host of the Watchdog on Wall Street radio show, and you are listening to the Captain's America with the man, the myth, the legend, Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Chris Markowski, and of course he'll be on the program here in about another, an hour and a half or thereabouts, and he'll be on at a quarter to the hour in the next hour, and you'll be able to hear him all across the country. We are definitely going to get into talking about some financial stuff, which is going to be very important for you folks, so I hope you're able to tune in and hear what we're talking about. Otherwise, catch it on the podcast. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is part of my daily integrated health plan that helps my body reduce inflammation and the swelling that I suffer with. Plus, it also helps get rid of the pain by going right straight to the source, wherever the pain is coming from. Now, it does all of this because of the ingredients that are in it, the all-natural ingredients, which are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3, which helps to support the body's natural response to inflammation. And, of course, it will lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you've got, and it'll go right straight to the source of the pain. Now, the best thing is, it's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product as well, made from a clinically developed formula that supports regularization of key enzymes and proteins, which are actually like taking an extra vitamin pill. Now, it supports healthy responses to inflammation, decreases the discomfort you're in, comes in little convenient packets, and it's only $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95 for the three-week quick start. Go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain to find out more. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. You'll get started, and away you go. And I'd be willing to bet you you'll feel better pretty quick. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Inflation is walloping. Americans in your wallet on a multitude of consumer goods. Sky-high inflation is going to cost American families an extra $5,520 a year, according to an economic analyst from one of President Joe Biden's favorite financial outfits. Now, this is one of Biden's people talking here. And on Friday, the Bureau of Labor Statistics announced that the Consumer Price Index spiked 8.6% last year, way over their expectations, but I will tell you this, I think it's low.
No, I think you're right. I think, Captain, that the Democrat Party elite, and in this particular case, President Joe Biden, they are simply going to say, we're going to fight the inflation that's happening. We're fighting for you. So no matter how much worse it's getting, and it's getting worse daily, don't worry, we're fighting for you. And that's pretty much the extent of what it is that they're doing.
I saw a Democratic congressional candidate in Nevada say those same exact words, and she got booed.
Yeah, right, because
nobody
because
wants to hear that.
No, because it's patently absurd to say that they're fighting inflation when Captain, you know, it's not rocket science as to how we got here.
And I know how to get out of it, and so don't you. Drill, baby, drill. Go back in there, turn on the oil spigots, get everything going full speed again, and drop the price of oil. Tell the oil companies, hey, boys, let's do it. Drop the price of oil $20 or $25 a barrel. It'll take off like a freaking rocket ship, and here we go again.
Right. There are two approaches to this. And, you know, I guess, you know, in some circles, you don't want to say it's the Trump approach, but it certainly is the Trump approach. We saw exactly.
It's the approach that works, sir.
Exactly right. So there's empirical evidence about this. You know, we hear, you know, everybody talking about the science and the science and the data and the data. Well, guess what? The science and the data shows exactly what we can do in order to really fight inflation. The lip service that we get from the leadership right now is actually insulting to every American who has to look at this extra charge every year, $5,520 basically. And that's not something everybody can absorb.
Yeah, very much so. Okay, now, the pro-abortion group is now hinting at targeting Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett's children, church, and home. Now, to that I say, enough's enough. And these damn police officers and the Department of Justice and the FBI and whoever else is involved in this, federal marshals, they need to enforce the law. These people are not supposed to be out in front of the judges' houses protesting at any time period. It is a violation of federal law, and the charge is a felony, not a misdemeanor, a felony. Arrest these SOBs, lock them up, throw the book at them, and watch and see how fast they stop.
Right, and please somebody tell Chuck Schumer that you're not supposed to, you know, say the things that he'd said before.
He incited the whole bunch. And so did Nancy, too, by the way.
But when things are this desperate for the Democrat Party elite, I think they really find that, you know, this kind of chaos is somehow helpful to them.
Please, ladies and gentlemen, their day of reckoning is coming if we do the right thing in November. The Democrats' day of reckoning, never mind the paybacks, just what should be done from a right and wrong standpoint. Their day is coming. Vet these candidates that you're going to be voting for. Make sure they are going to do what they say they're going to do, because you got a whole bunch of wannabes out there that don't know their, don't know their butt from a hole in the ground. There we go. Don't know their butt from a hole in the ground, and they're going to promise you whatever, but they don't have the experience. They can't do it. They got to have some experience in D.C. in order to do this stuff. You can't even get on a committee if you don't know who to talk to.
Well, that's right. That's right.
Jeez.
Unfortunately, Captain, our society seems to be going in the direction that, you know, if you don't like the Supreme Court opinion, which, by the way, could come down as early as today. I think it's Monday and Wednesday this week. We expect to get more opinions, and the Roe v. Wade opinion could be part of that. So we could be in a very, very different world because it could be official or it could be different. We just don't know yet. But, Captain, in this country, everybody should agree on the most basic thing. Like you were saying, it's illegal to go and do what they're doing in front of the houses of the Supreme Court justices or other or any judge, because it degrades the our legal system.
No. None of that is degrade. This means nothing. It's against the law. Enforce the law. We're always after them to enforce the laws that are on the books. Here's one that's on the books. Go enforce the law. Arrest these people. Throw them in jail. Fine them a big bunch of money, and then dare them to come back and do it again. And by the way, as I said, it's a felony.
Well, sure. But now you also have the added political element that somehow if you went out there to enforce the law, you must be anti-abortion or something like that.
Yeah, I got their anti-abortion. It's called follow the law.
Well, of course. Of course. But in this country, we should agree that the law should be followed.
Yep.
But you have those who have said, no, we throw that out the window, right with right out there with due process.
And by the way, if they were obeying the law and they want to talk about abortion, they should be following the law when it comes to abortion. Every state's a little bit different. And remember, it's going to be reverted back to the states. Okay, let me keep going here. Iran and Venezuela have signed a remarkable 20-year agreement.
Are we surprised at that? And we're actually trying to
help Venezuela,
right, with the oil stuff? I mean, why can't we drill our own oil instead of trying to get it from Venezuela?
Yeah, and by the way, anybody that wants to buy Citgo gasoline, there's a Citgo America where they try to differentiate themselves from the parent company, which is actually the Venezuelan government.
Well, that's right. Well, of course, socialism works so well in Venezuela. We should transplant that here to the United States. You know, it's just I'm telling you, Captain. It's just they are the veil has been rent in twain now. In terms of what some of these people really want.
Now, the Ukraine is saying that Russia is said to be using more deadly weapons, and Russia said the other day that they just used a bunch of the Western weapons, some of which were United States. On the Ukrainians that they captured.
Right. Yes. You know, I'm telling you, this is going on for a very, very long time. I think it's going to go on for a long time following this.
Okay, and then finally, before we go to break, AOC nervously laughed off endorsing Joe Biden in 2024, while 50 frustrated Democrats say he should cut loose and not seek re-election.
Well,
meaning Biden.
Well, they see the writing on the wall. They at least get that part.
Yeah, but AOC's laughing about it.
Yep.
Yeah. I hope she keeps laughing.
Yep.
All right. Hold that thought. Folks, you're going to be right back with more here on the Captain America Third Watch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Another Monday morning. All kinds of great things going on here. Don't go nowhere. I shall be back with Moa on the Captain America Third Watch.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate negotiators announced a bipartisan framework Sunday on gun control. President Biden in a statement said it doesn't go far enough, but it's a start. 20 senators, including 10 Republicans, released a statement calling for passage. The proposal includes support for state crisis intervention orders, funding for school safety resources, an enhanced review process for buyers under the age of 21, and penalties for those that purchase guns for somebody else. The legislation also includes a red flag provision, with the government getting the ability to temporarily take guns away from people they say is a danger. Authorities arrested 31 members of the hate group Patriot Front near an Idaho Pride event Saturday. Coeur d'Alene Police Chief Lee White.
There was at least one smoke grenade. There was multiple shields. They were all wearing hats.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you love.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
All right, and if you want to call this show, you can call us at 877-9600. I'm sorry. Listen to me, 877-969-8600. All right, Joe Biden plans to break with his own precedent. This is a campaign pledge, ladies and gentlemen. He said he wasn't going to do this, and now he's moving closer to buying oil from Saudi Arabia. He said he would not do it. Now he's going to do it. And Kyle, why?
Yes, well, precisely. I mean, here we go again with the obvious answer that's staring the president right in the face. And even though he may know that it's there, he just doesn't care, evidently, because we have all this oil at our own disposal. That's been shown. It's been proven. And, you know, why, if we can't use it, now we got to go try to get the Saudis on our side about this. It's ridiculous.
All right. I want to make a correction because I did have something earlier. I had the right idea, but the wrong state. I said about Arizona, they had 8,000 voters that were double registered. They had plenty of troubles there with ballots. that shouldn't have been counted. But the state that had the 8,000 ballots, 8,000 voters who found out were registered twice and their votes actually counted twice because they were counted that way, were in New Jersey, Kyle.
Oh, really? Okay.
New Jersey, for God's sake. Gee whiz. So, you know, that's something else that's got to be straightened out. Now, David Axelrod, you know who he is, right?
Well, of course, yes.
Former primary advisor to Barack Obama during his presidency, raised a major red flag about the possibility of President Joe Biden's plans to run for re-election in 2024. The former Obama's advisor's statements appeared in a weekend New York Times report that examined the growing presence of prominent Democrats who are increasingly worried about Biden's cognizant ability and health.
You know, Captain, but we had no illusions about Biden's cognizant ability and mental health.
I know exactly what it is. I've been on the ambulance with those guys.
Right.
People just like him.
Well, even during the campaign, this was all blatantly obvious. But even, and I think it was obvious to many Democrats, they're now just sort of getting on this bandwagon because they know that they need to, because they're otherwise going to look completely foolish. And it's very unfortunate, Captain, because it was only about getting rid of Donald Trump, and Donald Trump couldn't be president anymore, et cetera, et cetera. And they let this person, Joe Biden, get the nomination. They pushed him to be president, and now here we go, and we've got all these huge problems as a result of it. So for shame on to these Democrats to begin with, but now, at the very least, they're starting to say what most of America already knows.
They have nobody to blame but themselves, nobody at all. By the way, most Americans seem to be worried now about the stock market, and a majority now think the U.S. could soon face another Great Depression. We'll be talking with Chris Markowski about that.
Well, certainly people understand that there's a recession, and that when we get the official numbers for the second quarter, that's also going to be pretty devastating to people's perception, but also to the economy in very practical ways. Whether it's a depression, we'll have to wait and see, but obviously people don't think that things are going well and that they're not going to, and this is really significant, they're not going to clear up very soon. Unless there are major, major course corrections that are made, and that should not be, we'll just raise interest rates to the ceiling. That just can't be.
Now, it's fair to assume that Joe Biden's early tenure in the presidency has been partially to shore up Iran, correct?
Well, of course, yeah.
Now, Iran's currency has now dropped to its lowest level ever. Nice job, Joe Biden.
Well, right. Well, I mean, the whole thing with trying to get back into the nuclear deal and just eschewing all common sense about what that really entails and the implications of that is just extraordinary.
Now, voters right now overwhelmingly support a Republican congresswoman's demand for roll call votes in the House of Representatives. I think it's a great idea.
Well, sure, because this gets them to, obviously, it's a little bit more visible. But I think they also wanted them to actually read these bills. But,
yeah, that's, you know, part of it.
Right, but they're thousands of pages long. This is the heart of the problem, is that you're a representative, but you want to get your thing in the bill. As long as your thing's in the bill, then you'll probably vote for it. But if it's thousands and thousands of pages long, let's say, nobody can ingest that very quickly and have a context of it and realize all the implications of it before making an informed decision to vote or not vote on it.
Here's the deal. If it takes 2 or 3 days to read the bill before they vote on it, read the bill and then vote on it. I don't care if it takes 2 or 3 days. Do you?
No, not at all. But it's become so complex. and so self-interested, to, for lack of a better term, that, okay, well, I'll vote for it if this thing's in it, and I won't vote for it if that thing's in it, but, okay, well, horse trade and things like that. I know that's part of politics. I get it. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like it's gone too far to this point where the simple solutions are so elusive that otherwise, if we don't get on track with some of this stuff.
Here's the simple solution. These people forget about the fact that they are elected by we the people. I said we the people. When they get there, they should be representing we the people. But they forget about we the people, and it becomes me the people. What can I get out of this?
Well, right. And
meaning them.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about anybody specifically, but it also becomes I'm part of an elite group now, which we have, let's say, different priorities now because we as the elite group have a different perspective on the overall thing. And this also contributes, I think, to a lot of these problems that we see.
Now, you live in a blue state, right?
Of course, yes.
I live in a red state, probably the reddest state in the country. It
right.
now appears that more blue states will face a huge shock wave in November of red, solid red, coming right at them in many places where they are going to lose their rear ends.
And I think a great part of that, Captain, is because the impacts of these policies and, of course, the ramifications of what's happening in the economy is affecting people so badly that they're willing to say, okay, we have to make some kind of change here. There's no doubt about it.
Now, the U.S. Announced yesterday, about federal health officials, that Pfizer and their COVID-19 vaccine appears to be effective for kids under five.
Right. I think they're supposed to be making some kind of case for that in order to be able to administer it as such. That's right.
Yeah. And, of course, we've had these air crashes in the last week or so out there in that corridor east of San Diego and Camp Pendleton over to the Yuma area. In California, we've had three different aircraft go down, and it looks like as if they may be putting the Osprey out of service to do some investigative work on it until they get an answer. It looks like as if that could be happening soon.
Well, that's right, and it's not unprecedented in that sense, but obviously, you know, if it's some kind of systemic problem, then they've got to find it.
Well, we can't keep having aircraft go down. By the way, one of my favorite singers, Toby Keith, announced over the weekend that he has stomach cancer. He's been getting treatments since early in the spring, and we hope that he's going to be okay. But right now he's taking a little bit of time off to recuperate from all the different things that he's had going on here. He's had chemo, amongst other things. He's also had the radiological treatment, I do believe, as well.
Yes, and prayers, obviously, prayers for Toby Keith and his family, absolutely.
Yep. And in Canada, the Canadians are breathing a sigh of relief because Canadian police are investigating a possible risk to their national parliament in Ottawa.
Oh, very interesting. Yes, well, that sounds very serious.
Well, it's something that sounds familiar now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does, yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back, Kyle Warren and I, with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. We got lots of stuff to report in the weather. We'll see if the weather's changed. Lots of times it does. So we'll be back with more and the weather, too.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making lacking glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that Green Meadow Whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
started all of it. Delbert McClinton. And I'll tell you what, that's the best version of it that I know of, Kyle.
Yes, no, I like that one very much. That does rock. It's cool.
Yep, yep. I'm staying, you know, shaky. Oh, never mind. All right, it's your turn. Tell us what's going on out west.
Well, folks, out west tonight, of course, we've got a lot of rain to tell you about. We've got a lot of aerial flood watches to tell you about as well. And these, of course, are going to be mostly in eastern Washington. This is going to be in the Colville, Spokane area, down through Walla Walla in Oregon. It's going to be from about Fossil over towards Enterprise, down towards Baker City. This is where we've got these flood watches going on right now. We continue with winter storm warnings, aerial flood watches in Montana, mostly the northwestern part of Montana, down through Missoula, over towards Helena as well. We've also got some active rain to tell you about that's going on right now, and this is happening, of course, coming out of Seattle, all through I-90, basically, through Spokane, Coeur d'Alene, down towards Missoula right now. This is where all the rain is accumulating. Also coming out of Portland, Oregon. Looks like Portland's going to have rain over the next 3 days or so, whereas on Seattle, you might have some rain, I believe, on Monday or Tuesday there, but it doesn't look like it's going to be continuing on throughout the week. Also, down I-15 near Idaho Falls and Pocatello, Idaho, and then on a little bit over towards Twin Falls, we're getting rain coming across the interstates there. This is also going to dip down a little bit into northeastern Nevada. This is going to be east of Elko. We've also got rain up again in Montana, up near Billings, along I-90, and just a little bit before you get to Miles City, so be aware of that. We've also got hot, dry weather down through southwestern part of Colorado, southeastern part of Utah, northeastern part of Arizona, and the northwestern part of New Mexico. Albuquerque's in there somewhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've also got wind advisory in the high desert of California, but also you've got possible thunderstorms and or blowing dust up north of Reno, up 395 into Susanville. That's on the California side, and then a freeze warning in southern Oregon as you head up 395. So be careful out there.
Albuquerque, a city between Tucumcari and Gallup.
That's right.
Yep. Can't miss it. You got to go down the valley to get to it. And
yep.
Then come back up the hill on the other side. Actually, it's a mountain, but that's all right. Okay, well, here we go. South Dakota still. Rain, flood watches, and flood warnings there in a lot of different places. Sioux City's getting rain right now. They've got some flood warnings there. A lot of lowland there, a lot of low-lying areas. So that's why the flooding's going on. Plus, the ground has been pretty well saturated. So if you're coming across I-90, down below in South Dakota, coming through Sioux Falls on your way over to the southern part of Minnesota, you're going to have a bit of an adventure. Now, up about, about 50 miles west of Duluth, and for an area about 50 miles long, you've got that same stretch of flooding that's been going on for the past 2 to 3 weeks, and a lot of that is the runoff from the snow that's melting up that way. So that's understandable. We've got some very warm temperatures. Temperatures will be in the mid-90s, if not warmer, across most of Nebraska, most of Iowa, most of Illinois, most of Missouri, most of Arkansas, the eastern half of Oklahoma, the northeastern quadrant of Texas, the northern part across I-20 of Louisiana, most of Mississippi, and the western two-thirds of Alabama will all have some very warm temperatures today. But the warmest of the warm are going to be right smack dab in the middle of the country, right around St. Louis and on up towards Springfield in Illinois and Paducah, Kentucky, Fort Campbell. You're going to have some triple-digit temperatures there, no doubt. And then we have another stretch where the temperature is going to be even warmer, if you can believe this one. Holy Toledo. Toledo's going to get it. And it's also going to be all the way down to Cincinnati, 100-degree-plus temperatures. And we'll also have that approaching Detroit in Michigan and Fort Wayne, Indiana. It's just going to be a hot, sticky mess over there today. And then North and South Carolina, areas have expanded there of the high temperatures. Chesapeake Bay, we do have some fog now to report out there in Chesapeake Bay. There's some morning fog along Long Island and up around Cape Cod, and then up from Bangor, Maine, up to the border with Nova Scotia. Patchy fog, New Orleans tonight, as well as down from Houston all the way to Brownsville, McAllen. Okay, Kyle, real quick, tell us how your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can find me at KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, and the Truckers Highway and Byron Report, folks, is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Make sure you stop by, check one out, and see what they're all about, and become a member of the Drivers Club. Even if you're driving a car, you can save money in your gas. I save 3 to 5 cents a gallon every time I stop. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I want to spend a little bit of time, but I can't do it right now, but I am going to talk about this January 6th committee at length, and the fact that they have already uncovered enough evidence. This is Adam Schiff talking now, not me. They've uncovered enough evidence for the Justice Department to consider an unprecedented criminal indictment against former President Donald Trump. Now, keep in mind, the source on this, Adam Schiff.
Yeah.
He's lied before. Okay. I think he's lying again. By the way, they doctored that video. That was all patched together, not necessarily in a chronological order that it should have been.
Yeah, the two Republicans on the committee are anti-Trumpers and have been anti-Trumpers, okay? Mm-hmm. So the committee has done nothing for equal voices and equal evidence and equal witnesses. So it into itself doesn't follow Robert's rules of order.
No, it's in violation. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah. But I got to mention it because a lot of people are going, how can they get away with this? And, well, it's pretty simple. You got the Democrats in charge, Nancy Pelosi. She appointed a committee, and she's given them free rein. But this is all going to come back, mark my words, to bite them squarely in the butt in November. People have had it. They've absolutely flat out had it.
Well, here's one of the key things is that Pelosi has exempted herself from testimony and the coughing up evidence
mm-hmm.
In her possession. So, you know, she, I would say, is the largest missing piece in all of this.
Yep. Yep, yep, and yep. And when we come back, we're going to listen to somebody up there in Wyoming who is running against Liz Cheney. And wait till you hear what she had to say a few days ago. All right, we'll be right back. Denise Simon and myself, don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and it's a Monday morning. Monday, Monday, Monday. Beautiful day in my neighborhood.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.